Ron, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Mr. Facilitator. Let me first congratulate you on your appointment on this important issue. So far as the issue of S&T process is concerned, we appreciate your paper in a way that you have articulated and have a discipline on how to follow it. Having carefully analyzed the paper, first and foremost, I should mention that the paper has been prepared on the assumption that there is a need for establishing a structure for S&T review. This delegation doesn't share such an assumption that the specific treatment or a specific structure is needed for the review of science and technology. We have our argumentation that I touch upon and highlight the important elements of that. Regarding the other issues that you have considered in your paper in terms of status, mandate, and structure, we will forward to you in written format in due to the fact that we have a limited time. So I only touch upon our argumentation why we don't feel that we don't need a special treatment or a specific structure for S&T review. Mr. Facilitator, to avoid engaging in a philosophical analysis in the process to strengthen the implementation of this instrument, the state parties should be objective-oriented in their intervention, and my delegation would like to touch upon some tangible aspects regarding the proposals made. In addressing the issue of implementation of provision of Biological Weapon Convention, there is a dire need to tackle structural shortcomings and legal impediments. Structurally establishing any new subsidiary body should always be seen in light of the whole structure for the implementation of the convention. For a treaty or convention, if it lacks a structural mechanism for the comprehensive implementation of all its provisions, it would end up being a mere political declaration and or discriminatory and unbalanced implementation of the multifaceted and comprehensive convention. Furthermore, strengthening the convention will unfortunately be held captive of a certain narrow-minded, even politicized approach. Accordingly, maintaining consensus among state parties on how to make the convention more effective proves to be elusive. Legally also, the convention itself has not envisaged the philosophy of establishing a subsidiary body under the convention, and just based on the paragraph 3 of Rule 27 of the Rules of Procedure of the Review Conference, the conference may establish as such for itself. Meanwhile, establishing any subsidiary body in a selective manner should not come at the expense of undermining the other provisions of the convention and further undermine the balance in the implementation of the provisions of the convention. In such case, under other convention and treaties such as the CWC, CTBT, Scientific Advisory Board were only established or to be established in case of CTBT, for example, pursuant to letters envisaged in the related legal instruments, namely paragraph 4 paragraph 4 or Article 8, if I'm not mistaken, paragraph 21 as well as 46. Envisaged in the related legal instruments. So due to the lack of such provisions in the Biological Weapon Convention, establishment of such subsidiary body would tantamount to the implementation of the convention, which should have taken its own due course. It is quite obvious that all articles of the convention should be seen as cross-cutting and interrelated. Accordingly, there is no need to magnify a certain provisions of the convention to be considered by professionals and scientists in a silo approach. It is upon all state parties to pull up all their efforts to establish a comprehensive mechanism for the balanced implementation of all aspects of the convention, which indicates certain commitments by the state parties in a holistic manner. This is why the Islamic Republic of Iran believes that it is very important, first and foremost, to discuss what would be the point of departure on this issue. When there is no umbrella body as the main home for the follow-up implementation and strengthening of the convention, taking an incremental approach on any certain issue, how much important it might be perceived, would lead up to the selective implementation of the provisions of the convention, and at the end of the day, it is determined it would undermine the entirety of the convention. Mr. Facilitator, on the status, mandate, structure, and finance, we will forward you our concrete view in this issue. Thank you.